This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. We have got your news coming right up for you. We are back. A Bay City mother was accused of starving her 4-year-old son, now faces an upgrading charge of felony murder in addition to first-degree child abuse. The case centers on allegations that the boy, who weighed just 10 pounds at his death in 2024, had a history of feeding difficulties and a feeding tube, was not given adequate care. Jessica Burke of Bay City is now charged with felony murder, along with first-degree child abuse and the death of her 4-year-old son, Noah. Prosecutors allege Burke's action led to her son starving to death, while her supporters say his severe medical issues limited his ability to swallow and required tube feeding. A preliminary hearing set for Wednesday in Bay County District Court was postponed after the new murder charge was filed, and a new hearing is now scheduled for February. Burke remains held in the Bay County Jail on a $250,000 bond and faces a potential life sentence if convicted on either charge. Investigators say Noah died in October 2024 after Burke reported he was not breathing, and medical reports dating back to 2020 reportedly warned that decisions about his care could lead to malnourishment without further intervention. A 40-year-old Fairgrove resident, Chad Morrison, was arraigned December 8th in Tuscola County's 71B District Court following a domestic violence incident late December 7th in Guilford Township. Michigan State Police from the Caro Post responded around 11 p.m. to reports of a physical assault involving a firearm. Investigators say Morrison assaulted a female victim and threatened her with a gun. The victim escaped the home and called 911. When troopers arrived, Morrison was still inside. After phone negotiations, he surrendered without further incident. A consent search recovered multiple firearms and ammunition. Morrison resisted arrest while being handcuffed and was taken into custody. He now faces 15 charges. Morrison remains lodged in the Tuscola County Jail. His next court appearance is scheduled for December 22nd at 1 p.m. Anyone experiencing domestic violence can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-855-864-2374 for confidential help. A judge has found 32-year-old William Channer mentally competent to stand trial in the fatal shooting of Grand Blanc football coach Logan Welch. Authorities say Channer entered his former workplace, Trims Unlimited, in Almont last month and shot the 30-year-old Welch, who later died at a hospital. Channer was arrested after a police chase through southern Lapeer County that ended in gunfire, leaving him hospitalized for several weeks. Prosecutors have charged him with first-degree murder, multiple weapons offenses, and fleeing police. Two Lapeer County deputies were involved in the shooting were cleared of wrongdoing. A preliminary exam is the next step in the case. We have national news now. A newly announced TSA fee for certain travelers, continued climate-related flooding in the Pacific Northwest, and projections of higher health premiums are combining to underscore the financial and logistical pressures facing United States households this winter, as consumer groups and policy advocates push for clear communication and targeted relief for vulnerable communities. Venezuela has moved to initiate withdrawal from the International Criminal Court's founding Rome Statute, a step that comes as the court investigates the Maduro government for alleged crimes against humanity, raising questions among legal experts and human rights advocates about accountability mechanisms if Caracas follows through with the exit. And this was Tate Servance with your local news here at the Thumb Broadcasting Center.